The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Friday.
Morning.
The 9th of January, 7:05 in the morning. News, top of the hour, is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Alex is here. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
How are you? You're all fired up today.
I'm good. I had my coffee.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah.
I'm still trying to get my first, 42 ounces of coffee down me. I'm thinking about starting an IV station when I get in here.
Well, no, I mean, I start off with an espresso, as you know. And we put it on hold for a while. And then, you know, when they send you your box, they also send you, like, two different kinds of samples. So I just threw all of those for the year or two that I've been on, and I just started going through samples. And then I said, I probably need to get back on the, you know, the regular. But so I have one of those or two of those in the morning. I get it before you. And it's nice to just kind of sit by. Start the little fire, you know, the gas heater fire, and just kind of contemplate the day. You know, it's just nice to do that at home and not have coffee on the rush. But
I like to contemplate the morning by being asleep. That's how I contemplate. She's in there, and, you know, she's got the dog, she's Buford, and she's reading her sayings or her thoughts for the day.
Well, actually, I can't find that book. I tried to find it this morning, but it's because the Christmas stuff is everywhere, and you kind of put stuff away.
We won't find it till next year.
Yeah, right. Hey, by the way, it's going to be sunny today with a high. If you look outside right now, it's absolutely beautiful. What a glorious day. 56, sunny and 56, partly cloudy and areas of frost for tonight with our overnight lows of 35. And then Saturday, areas of frost with our highs of 55 and overnight lows of 39. Sunday calls for sunny once again. I'm so glad because we'll talk about Alliance and our heating and all that other stuff later on. In good terms. Sunday 59, overnight lows of 39 on Sunday night. Monday calls for 64, mostly sunny. And Tuesday at 68 was sunny once again. So we've got, you know, beautiful calm winds and great clear weather up until Tuesday. The weather is always brought to you by, when we mention the weather, it's Shasta Gas Propane, an Anderson business, veteran-owned business, family-owned business, 365-3793, where they always give veteran and a senior discounts. 365-3793.
As you know, our congressman passed away Sunday, and there was when President Trump was getting ready to address a group of people, a number of people, before he started his speech, he had something to say, and we've got that.
Before we go any further, I want to express our tremendous sorrow at the loss of a great member, a great, great, great member, Congressman Doug LaMalfa, who passed away yesterday, as you probably have heard. And he was the leader of the Western Caucus, a fierce champion on California water issues. He was great on water. He wanted, release the water, he'd scream out. And a true defender of American children. He was a defender of everybody. And our hearts go out to his wife, Jill, and his entire family. You know, he voted with me 100% of the time. I was really saddened by his passing and was thinking about not even doing the speech in his honor. But then I decided that I have to do it in his honor. I'll do it in his honor because he would have wanted it that way. He would have wanted it that way. He would have said, do that speech. Are you kidding me? Do the speech, big guy. But he was a fantastic person. Man, that was a quick one. I don't know. I don't know quite yet what happened, but boy, it's a tough one. He was just with us. He was our friend, all of us, every one of us.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a, frankly, I didn't expect that to happen. But
everything he said, we feel a ditto.
Yeah. The, he, you know, Native Americans, farmers, ranchers. He was an absolute ogre on water. And he's been, you know, fighting to get the site's water or the reservoir on. You may not have agreed with his politics, but, if you didn't know Doug LaMalfa, he was really a kind man, a friendly guy, and he loved talking to his constituents. You know, he would be the one that would show up at the barbecue.
He would show up at the barbecue.
Not just the Republican women's teas and all that, but he'd be at the Ray Rancheria Community Fund.
Always.
He's at the rodeo. He was a great friend of the rodeo. Had his red Reading Rodeo shirt too, and he'd show up every year.
And a huge advocate for the veterans.
Yeah, he was. And we'll all miss him.
Miss him.
And it was, you know.
I
kind of talked about it yesterday that Doug was planning on getting on that plane Monday morning at 6:30 to head back to D.C., and he didn't make it. That, you know, when you're out there and you're thinking about things, perhaps you ought to do the things you really want to. And, right. Yeah, and enjoy life that way. But we also can enjoy life while we're here at work. And our guest today is the Reading Vice Mayor, Dr. Paul Danuka. Good morning.
Good morning, Colin. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. And there, you're somebody that we consider a friend.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. And both you and Pamela.
And feeling is certainly mutual. You have been really good friends. Can I just say something about my experience with Doug LaMalfa?
Sure. Absolutely.
I have a distinct memory of him. I met him like 15 years ago when he just started the congressional term. I went to D.C. with one of the medical groups to advocate for healthcare, and we had not planned anything, and we just say, hey, there is somebody from your district. Would you be willing to meet them? And he made time to meet us right there without any prior appointment. And I also recall when we had a COVID forum, informational forum with the doctors and healthcare workers a few years ago.
Right.
He showed up. Planning to, you know, it wasn't planned for him or with him, but he made time to show up there. And I recall distinctly he was standing in the back. He's a tall man.
Yes.
So you can see him.
Yes.
And he didn't say a word, but he was listening, absorbing, and whatever he needed, like he was literally picking up chairs and bringing to the front. So he was a gentle giant.
Yes, gentle giant.
You know what?
Gentle giant.
Yeah. I've seen him do that, pick up chairs and move things around and help people do that. I mean, here's a congressman for your district. And he would do things like that and never even think about it.
Yeah, he was a gentle giant.
He's a man, and he's a gentleman, and he's a farmer, and he was just kind of a blue-collar, you know, like, get your fingernails dirty, let's get down there and dig in the dirt, whatever we got to do to make it happen. So that wouldn't surprise me at all to think, oh, he's a congressman, he's not supposed to move chair. Yes, you are.
He was.
And I love that.
He never forgot where he came from.
Right.
And it's a big loss personally for me also for other reason, because he was, we recently met about medical school idea, and he was like, okay, we got to do this. Tell me what you do. Come up with those things. I'm all for it. So that's also, we have lost a big advocate for our northern rural California, because he was all in for the medical school idea.
Yeah.
So he was planning to do things for that. So,
well, it's a huge loss, and it's going to be very difficult, if ever.
Big shoes to fill,
and it's going to be with the way they've redrawn these districts. If that holds up in court, we may never see anybody like one of the North states. You know, the people that built the North State, the loggers, the ranchers, the farmers, we may not ever see one of those again.
Yeah, that's unfortunate with the Proposition 50, what they're changing the lines. And I really feel lost, because of our rural counties will really feel the loss of representation if that happens. But I haven't given up that.
Yes,
I think we should really fight for that. I think
we
can, whatever happens, I don't want people to start feeling and start giving up already that, hey, this is all lost cause and we can never win again in this district if the lines change. I don't want people to feel that way. I think it's very doable. Despite of the loss, it's quite doable that we can keep electing someone who's going to be true representative, son of the soil, you know, the real salt of the earth guy from our area.
And it can't happen, but it's going to call for unity throughout the whole district.
Exactly.
We've got to overcome a 25% disadvantage of how many more Democrats are signed up.
With a broad appeal, but passion for the average.
And they've got to be able to somehow pull all those independents.
Exactly.
And conservative Democrats. There's a lot of conservative Democrats.
Yeah. Don't
out
give
there.
Up,
middle
guys.
Of the road. Yeah, I mean,
don't give up.
Yeah, we just have to have that right candidate. Okay, we're here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, Vice Mayor of Reading, and we're going to talk about Reading stuff as soon as we get back from these messages.
Charlie's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlie's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace? Whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBot. And let me see. Oh, this portion of the show brought to you by, I'm just kind of looking through our big book here.
Maxwell Insurance. Okay,
and Financial.
And her, yes, and her gang. Over at, you know, you're going to come in.
I don't know
in.
If gang's the right word to use.
Well, her
I mean,
group,
when,
you know,
when
they,
I look at them,
they
you know,
she has just
her cohort.
Really great people working. We've sent two or three that I can think of just immediately over there that, have maybe rental properties and they didn't like what their insurance was going on with their insurance. So they were able to get it, sit in front of Judy and her group and figure that out, and really, it was a really good thing. Plus, we have business, and we have insurance with them as well. So, you know, most of our sponsors we speak personally about because we have been involved with them and we see the integrity. And so Maxwell Insurance and Financial, yes.
We don't do live reads, just we have to know that there's somebody that we would use or that we have used. It's not just somebody off the street.
But, you know, we try to help the community
Maxwell
by
Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, and you can reach them at 530-221-0441.
I know they've helped some of friends of ours that had to deal with insurance and Medicaid and Medicare and what it is, how did we do it, and they sat down and took some time. Yes.
We're here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, who usually we're in here talking about colonoscopies, but he's the vice mayor of Reading. Okay, you know what? Some people can say you've traded in one butt for another. You know, that's me saying that, but.
Well, we've both have been under your care.
Because sometimes it's kind of poopy.
But we've both have had our butts in front of you.
Well, someone has to deal with all the crap, right?
Because we all have one. And we should not be afraid of that. And we always, like we talked about, the colonoscopy. I did one on the air with you. Before and after.
Right. And it didn't hurt me at all.
No.
You know, the thing is that it was that frame signed picture I thought was pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to on the subject, and I can talk about this because this is public knowledge, how the Board of Supervisor Chair, Mr. Kevin Cry, got diagnosed with a colon cancer at a young age, you know, in 40s and completely healthy, athletic. And it's really unfortunate and sad. So I just want to remind people that how, and I can say this because it's a public knowledge now. He declared
it. He put it on Facebook. Yes, put a whole timeline down.
On the Board of Supervisors meeting also. Yeah. But I think it's just a reminder for the people to please get screened. Get early screening. It starts at 45. Even if you do not have any family history, even then you start at 45. Even if you have no symptoms, start at 45. And it's not just early detection, it's actually prevention because we can take the polyps out before they become cancer. So this is just completely unrelated.
No, I mean, this up.
But it needs to be, and it was very courageous of him to bring it out.
Yes, right. Very proud of him and declaring that.
I think he's like 49 or something. Yeah. I don't know how old he is, but he came into the office, screened, found the tumor, and now he's getting, I think, chemotherapy he was down in the Bay Area when he put out that.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is just something so preventable, but you gotta do that early, and everyone should do it.
And as your beautiful wife has told us many times, being on the show and you, colon cancer, breast cancer, and cervical cancer, found early.
Yeah.
Can be,
Treated,
and you live a full life.
Right.
But the colon cancer, it's not just early treatment, it's actually prevention.
Yeah.
Because you prevent from cancer from ever happening. So that's something I want to say.
Okay.
Enough of that.
The budget's been in the news a lot.
Oh, yes.
And the other day it said, the Record Searchlight put out a poll. What do we cut out?
Yeah.
You probably saw that. Mm-hmm. And then you all were discussing it the other night. We don't have enough money.
Mm-hmm.
Can you kind of walk our listeners through that? You know, you have to use estimates, but the estimates, even though they were conservative, just haven't come true.
So just to clarify, we're talking about general fund, not the enterprise fund, which is a completely separate entity, covers the REU, electrical, and all that, which is paid by the rate payers. So general fund, the major component, the money coming in is from sales tax, property tax, and then fees and some other things. But the major portion is sales tax and property tax. So what happened is after the economy went down during COVID, then it rebounded, and sales tax came back it was a very big uptick in sales tax.
Sure.
So some assumptions were made at that time that the projected rise of sales tax is going to be significant and continue to be like that, and that led to some rosy assumptions, and that was between 21 and 24, during the last council term, not I started in December 24, it was before that. and some big raises were given, which people are finding that they were that's not sustainable for our community. Especially people are worried about the big raises given to the executives and all city manager's office and all those things.
There were some big good size.
Yeah. I am a fiscal conservative. I run a business. I believe that I should not spend the money of the public when we don't have it or projected rosy projections and then give. I don't believe in doing that. I would not have done that. Having said that, we have to deal with it now, not what the past is. So during last year, when we were setting the budget, the question was, how do you project the future rising of the revenue? Initially, they were saying, well, we'll keep rising. We'll assume that we'll keep rising by 4%. And I argued against that. I said, no, you have to be more conservative than that because federal government sets a target of 2% inflation. There is no way that we should assume more than 2%, not 4%. So initially, they didn't listen to me. They said, well, 2.5, 3%, 4%. But later on, they realized, and the next meeting, and this is just history.
Yeah.
So eventually, we ended up assuming 2% rising of the sales tax, which I think is a reasonable assumption because of the federal government assumption of 2% inflation rate. Having said that, last quarter, sales tax, even that was not, that's not how it played out in the last quarter.
No, it wasn't conservative enough.
Right. Having said that, that's also something which can change during this quarter because you have to understand how the sales tax goes, doesn't come to us. Sales tax goes to the state government, and then they give us a small portion on it, like pennies on a dollar, back to us. You have to remember that. Most of the sales tax goes to the state.
Yeah.
And then they give it back to us, a little portion of that, but that timing of that can change. Timing of that can be a little bit unpredictable. So we will have to see what this quarter does, and then we'll have to readjust. Constant vigil is the name of the game. Mm-hmm. We'll have to adjust constantly how every quarter plays out. So we have at least two budget workshops planned. The first one hopefully will happen at the end of the month to go over the revenue assumptions and projections. And that is just an assumption on projections that needs to be readjusted accordingly. The second one is going to be probably after the new manager takes office, and that probably will be in end of February or early March or mid-March, to see how the expense side can be trimmed and how do we tighten our belt. Now, I want to remind the people that most of our expense side is spent on the police and fire. And don't hold me to this percentage, but I think probably like 75-80% of that goes to the police and fire and public safety. I'm not inclined to cut the public safety, because if we cut the public safety, that will hurt us in long term, which will become a bad vicious cycle to come out of. So we have to be careful. You know, it's like a big ship. We are navigating the rough waters here. It's like a huge ship, the ocean liner. You don't want to make sudden jerky movements also.
What's our...
That's a good analogy.
What do we have in our... Our savings, your budget. I mean, we have to have so much in an account, right?
Right. So the question is, what should be our reserve account?
Right? Reserve account.
So I would like to see it 10%. Right now, we are not at 10%. We are less than that. I don't know the exact number for this quarter right now.
Mm-hmm.
But
is it half? Is like 5%, 7%?
I don't know the number exactly right now, but it's not 10% right now. And I would like to. So we need to do two things. One thing is we need to trim our expenses. No, we are not giving any raises, unfortunately, even to the people who are making not enough money right now, frankly. I would like to raise them, give them some inflation adjustment, but right now we are being very, very, very conservative with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to trim our budget. We have to see where we can cut. But there is another aspect to it. There is a limit to what we can cut. We also have to see how do we make the pie bigger. We can keep fighting over a piece of pie, what can we cut, what can we cut, but all the same time, how do we make the pie bigger?
Well, I understand, but even if you do that, that could take, you know, a year, two years down the road.
Yes.
When we come back from the break, if it continues the way it is, there's certain services the city is not going to be able to continue.
And that is a tough choice we as citizens will need to make together.
And that's what I want to talk about when we get back from our break. We're here with Dr. Paul DeNuca.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Twin River Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your moment at Twin River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning and welcome back to our morning show Friday edition here. Excuse me. Oh, yeah, it's going around. But I'm at the tail end. Sue, by the way, has been...
Yes,
we have
if you've missed Sue, it's because she is in the middle.
She doesn't have
a
voice, right? She's coming back. But
when we talk to her, it's like... Ah.
You can't do radio if you don't have a voice. And by the way, speaking of voices, you know, I'm glad that I'm back here tomorrow night. Just going to do a quick shout out. Tomorrow night at the IOOF Hall at 6 p.m., will be a fundraiser. Cleveland Bonet's putting this on from 6 to 9, all about jazz. A bunch of jazz musicians, really great players, and there is a Jazz North State kind of symphony musician thing that's going to be happening And this is like a fundraiser because there will be a 40-piece orchestra that's going to be putting a show on in February, which is just right around the corner. And it'll be some of Cleveland's arrangements. So we need this. We need arts in our life. And so come on out tomorrow night. It's $33. I don't know how much they're doing. It's very limited seating. You can go on. What's the ticket? Eventbrite. You can go on Eventbrite and find out about that tomorrow night if you don't want to pay at the door. I don't know. There's 100 people that can fit in there.
Yeah, you can come in and pay at the door. But there may be if
tomorrow
they have
6 p.m.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Dr. Paul Danuka, Vice Mayor of Reading, and we're talking about the budget. And here it is. Here's the, you know, they left, you have a whole series of things. What don't we need? I mean, or what should be cut? We need everything, of course. The county library, the trails, the water, the aqua center, the
Civic Auditorium.
Civic Auditorium, Big League Dreams. I think that hits the big ones there. That are people thinking is that you're going to have to shut things down, like at Big League Dreams or the library?
Well, I can tell you there's a lot of work being done behind the scene by a lot of dedicated people in the parks and community service department, city council level, as well as a lot of local leaders and community citizens who have come together trying to save all these things, whether it's a civic auditorium, whether it's a league stadium, Colt 45, Rick Bossetti, and
Les
Spellberg, you know, Tiger Field, you know, yeah. They are trying to save their Sons of Italy. There are a lot of good people in our town who are really working hard and working together. What I'm trying to do is bring them all together with the city departments, because many times those people work separately and not so much in synchrony with each other. So I'm bringing them with the city departments and say, hey, let's sit together, figure out what do we do, how do we work best for Tiger Field or Civic Auditorium. So that's what we are trying. There's a lot of work being done for that. But eventually, I have also said this publicly also, that I'm going to try to focus on making the pie bigger, and that's going to take time. You're absolutely right. How do we grow our economy? How do we build wealth here? How do we attract the best and the talented people here, keep them here, bring the economy here? And so much of our business, and not just in healthcare, in so many things, education, it leaves town. We spend our kids, our families spend the money in Bay Area or some other area. If we can provide those services, we can keep that money here. That's my biggest passion. I know some of the city council members have been more passionate about cutting, which I think we need to do in a short term and tighten our belt. And I have said that if they want to do that and we can figure out how to do that, I would really try to bring the businesses up here.
The has there been any conversation about like limiting things, like library will be open 4 days a week, Big League Dreams open only, you know, certain times. The Civic is, I mean, let's just face it, that's the toughest nut to crack.
Yeah,
they've walked away from it. It cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to try and keep it, even during the year. If you had nothing else in it between security and trying to keep everything running,
it's going to close.
Keeping it closed is going to be six figures.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, the money has the word furlough from, you know, like we did before, and I think it was 08, that 08, 09, where once a month they were furloughed. The employees were furloughed. So you saved a lot of money that way.
So we are looking at all the options are on the table right now. But as I said, because we don't want to make certain jerky movements and cut down the services that hurts our citizens, we are, first of all, right now we have a kind of a soft hiring freeze, that we're really not hiring more people unless there's a kind of a desperate situation. We have a soft freeze on the salaries also, you know, we're not increasing any salaries right now. So we are looking at all the options. But one of the things which happened is, frankly, last 1 month has been pretty rocky for the city, as you know.
Yeah.
And we have a new city manager who's going to come in. I would be happy to tell you that just last Tuesday, we approved the contract with the next city manager, and it was, the vote was 5-0. So it was unanimous vote. Everyone agreed to bring him on. And so we want to give him a chance. We want to look at all the options over the next 60 days and then figure out how to cut it.
Is there a change in the salary?
It's less than the previous city manager and the benefits.
Okay. And because that's what people really, you know, when that 1% sales tax came up, the only thing you'd see every time it was talked about was that piece of paper with all the salaries.
And
even though that there are people that are making a great deal of money working for the city, I also realize there's a lot of people that are not making a great deal of money.
They're all
working
through the trenches.
Working for the city.
You know, cleaning the cities, fixing the potholes. They're not making that money.
No. And however, that's not what people see.
I understand. And there is a definitely disconnect between the executive salaries which were approved over last city council.
Oh, no. This has been going on for years.
Yeah.
And people have been complaining about it for years. Okay. So these, right now, then, no decisions have been made on how we're going to tighten that belt. And yes, we'd love to grow the pie, but, you know, it's going to take 2-3 years.
I hear you. Over the next 60 to 90 days, we will be making those decisions of cutting and tightening the belt.
REU before has been used as a piggy bank. Do you see that happening?
No, we are not using that as a piggy bank.
Okay.
In fact, a lot of time they are saying that, hey, you know, REU has, but you know, my opinion on that is REU provides a service. Excellent service. We are actually fortunate to have our own utility.
Oh, no, we are. PG&E. No, absolutely.
So I want to be very cautious with that. We want to make sure it's robust, reliable, 24/7, 365 energy supply, and reasonable rate, cheap rates compared to PG&E and everything else. So we have a duty towards the ratepayers. That's me, that's you, that's the businesses in town, that's us, our common folks in town. That we do not use that as a piggy bank. We are not going to use that as a piggy bank.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Because
we have before and been promised, oh, that's going to be paid back, and it wasn't.
No, we are not
going to
do
that. Because the next city council didn't do it.
This was
several years ago.
Yeah, I mean, if someone sees that, please bring it to my attention.
Okay. We're here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, and we're talking about the budget, and it just doesn't look good right now. But we don't know what this quarter or last, whatever, which quarter.
I think in long term,
the state doesn't, they don't give it to you, say, on, okay, by the 5th of this month, you're going to get it. They don't do that. It's any time they feel like it.
I don't want to say it, but I don't know for sure. How does even state decide? So this is the very infuriating part that people have to realize. Most of the, and like what do we have, 7.25% sales tax, 6.25 or so goes to the state.
Yeah.
So that's like 80-90% of sales tax goes to the state. Why should, that was the most infuriating part is, why should my money, your money, our Reading City money or our Shasta County money go to the state? Why don't we keep it here and we decide how to use that? Now, state will say, well, we give it back to you, right? We give it back to you and we will give you some grants and we will give you the tax we are collecting from you. We will give you back to you with some grants. But those grants come with the strings attached.
Yeah, that's the thing. They say that we receive more. We have more coming in from the state.
That makes
me
angry. That statement makes me angry. Well, state takes our water, state takes our resources, state takes over so many of our things, and then it pretends to give some peanuts back to us of the money we have collected from our resources. What I say is, if you want to use our water, you want to use our road, you want to use our air and our resources, then come and live here. Work here. Let's sit down on a table. Have dinner together, then we'll make shared decision. But right now, Sacramento makes these decisions. DC makes these decisions for us, controls our resources, and pretends to give us some money back. That makes me angry. That statement makes me angry.
Okay. We're here with Dr. Paul DeNuca. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
I'm sorry. I was getting too angry.
No. Well, I'm going to ask you about Marner now. How?
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Wind River Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. For a moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac...
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free, now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. All while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Shopping Center. In Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across from the Roundtable Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the Friendly Oil Change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and about 7:48 in the morning here on the 9th. It's going to be a beautiful day, as you can tell. And our guest this morning is Dr. Paul DeNuca, Vice Mayor of Reading.
Until 8 o'clock, and then at 8 o'clock...
Reading Police Chief Brian Barner rolls in. So, Paul, how... Chief Barner was suspended for between Christmas and New Year's, and you and the mayor didn't even know about it. How can something like this happen?
Well,
imagine that was a surprise when you woke up that morning.
Well, I came to know that Chief was on leave after it happened.
Right.
I just want to make sure I'm very clear.
Yeah. After
it happened. But let me just start with saying this, that I have full confidence in the chief. I'm very pleased to see him back resuming his duty. I'm also very thankful to Acting Chief Brian Cole, who held the fort during the interim period.
Exactly.
But most importantly, I'm really proud of and really thankful to all the officers, all the entire RPD who serve our community with a high degree of professionalism and integrity. I'm really from the bottom of my heart for thanking for keeping us safe. Regarding how and what had happened, unfortunately, city attorney has taken a position that this is outside city council's purview. Therefore, we do not have access to all the information unless they decide what's relevant for us to know. Second, we cannot even make the decision or influence the decision according to them. Third, we can't even talk about the specifics in public. Now, what that does is, it does, number one, it keeps the public in dark, increases the rumors and suspicion, speculation. Second, it actually, frankly, prevents public from exercising its oversight through us. It prevents public from having any say in the decision-making, and all the checks and balances are lost. That is a fundamental problem. And I have asked the questions, and I have researched on my own. So far, I have not found any state law or federal law prohibiting city council from having an oversight on these subjects of appointments and personnel matters.
Just let me make sure we understand this right. Whatever the allegations was, the city attorney said at that point the city council had no need or no right to know this investigation is going on, and then he shared that with your acting city manager who agreed with him to keep this from the city council and then just make this announcement, catching the whole city council, I'm sure, by surprise.
So
did I get that correct?
So I have to be careful again because I want to make sure that I don't taint any process and due process and from any side for the benefit of every side. What I have been asked to do is not to comment on those things, neither confirming it nor denying it.
Okay.
Only thing I can say is that the memo was that police's chief is on leave starting this date, and I came to know of it afterwards.
Okay. We were off grid, but we could still get our texts or whatever, do that. And we were like, what? I mean, if you could just throw a ball out into the hemisphere to hear that, because we are fans of Brian Barter, and we've only seen him just do great things for our community. So I was like, what? And then all the comments. And we're just like, you know what? And I love your comment, Paul, Dr. Nanuka, that you commented, like, before, don't speculate. Stop it. Like, stop it right now. Think about before you know all the and I think everybody just wants to jump in. It's knee-jerk. People, you know, we're kind of almost like it's okay to knee-jerk. It's not.
If you read the comments.
Very painful. Very painful.
Very painful. Oh. And you know, and here's a man that's devoted his life to the safety and protection of people in Reading. And, you know, the bottom line on it is he just gives, you know, and then what happens, and then it spreads to the whole police force.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and there's not a lot of them, but
it hurts the morale.
Of course it does. Definitely. And is this what they think of us? That kind of thing. And the vast majority of Reading totally supports the police.
And, you know,
but to have to make these decisions, which would have such an impact on our city, and there's no oversight on the two people that did it.
Well, there are certain things which this has been a kind of a practice and standards. And again, as I said, I haven't found any federal or state law prohibit. Actually, I feel that this is our representative democracy, Republican form of government, is that public exercises its oversight, its decision-making authority through the elected officials.
Yeah.
So we need to restore that. So in order to restore that transparency, accountability, and rebuild the public trust, I'm going to pursue some changes in our structural decision-making process.
The thing is what I think really torques everybody's jaws about government, be it city, county, state, or feds, are these faceless bureaucrats that make decisions, not our elected officials. Which is, you know, thank God the Supreme Court has made several decisions that said, no, a bureaucracy, a department can't make these decisions. This is a congressional decision that has to be voted on. And I see it kind of like this, even though that we're small and we know who they are. But they're bureaucrats who made a decision that our, even if you had said, even if y'all had agreed and said, okay, you know, this has to be looked at, but they took it totally, in my opinion, you haven't said one way or the other, except you didn't know about it, they took it totally out of the hands of our elected people.
Yeah. And as a licensed person, as a doctor, I can know that how the internet can be pretty cruel to you. Because you don't have any recourse of getting, clearing up your name. It can be pretty cruel.
Yeah.
So these decisions should not, and I look at it, it's not about Chief Barner himself. It could be me, it could be you, it could be another cop, it could be another police officer, it could be another captain, whosoever it is. The process is sacrosanct. There's a due process, there is a checks and, there are checks and balances, there's accountability, and the ultimate power is public's authority. Public should know about these things. And also, I hear this, also there's some requirement for confidentiality that you want to protect the any employee who is in the question. They does have to have some rights that they don't get dragged into this, so there are some confidentiality laws we have to respect, especially if it's a whistleblower case or, you know, those kind of things. So I respect that. But we need to have this kind of a balance, which is, we need to restore that balance.
I know, it's just, you know what, it just irritates me. And I know it irritates you too.
Oh, that's why.
No. And when I asked you to come on the show, you knew what I was going to ask you about.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you came in here, I think, courageously, and because there's two tough things going on, budget and this thing with Chief Barner.
Actually, I'll tell you that to tie the both in, elephant in the room is this decision-making capacity, where does it belong? Does it belong to the people who are appointed and or does it belong to the public? I will do everything in my capacity, in my power, whatever I can, to make sure this power stays with the public, because this is the republic of government of the people, for the people, by the people. So I have heard this time and again. In last 1 year, I have been in the council, or even before that. Hey, if you don't like what city manager decides, you can fire him, but there's nothing else you can do. You cannot interfere in how it's run. You cannot do anything about it. You cannot say anything about any firing, hiring, or any decision making. Only recourse city council has is to fire the city manager or hire. And I'm like, not every decision has to reach that point.
No, it doesn't. It's because not whether I relieve you or not. It's being in on it to prevent that from getting that high.
Exactly. I can't hire or fire a city manager every week, every month, if they do something bad. So there has to be. Even a president of the country does not have unfettered power. Even when they make an appointment with the Senate or the Supreme Court, it has to be with the council and consent of the Senate. So you can't give this unfettered power to the city manager to make those decisions.
Okay.
And that has to be retained by the public.
Well, I hope that y'all are taking a look at it sounds like you are. You're taking a look at it because this kind of just brought home the fact that we elect you and Mike and Tanessa and Jack and that's everybody. to make those decisions, and we have to trust you. And when we see a decision made like this that catches you all by surprise, it shakes the system.
The public should hold my feet to fire to make sure I stay true to that, because I have to earn that trust and retain that trust. So I need help also. When I ask people to show up, they need to show up. When we have town hall, show up. Don't complain about it afterwards if you don't show up.
No.
That's all I ask.
If you're not there giving some input and the decision's made, then, you know.
But just don't give it on Facebook. Come and show up to the city council meeting, to the town hall meeting. But I just want to end with one thing.
Yep.
And that brings me back. The congressional representation of us, it's a big loss with Doug LaMalfa. God bless his soul and give strength to his family. But I do not want our people, our citizens to give up. This is our representation. We will fight for it. We will keep it. We will keep it conservative. We will keep it rural oriented. We will make sure that whatever the lines are, we win.
You've convinced me to run against this guy.
I'm all for it.
All right. Hey, thank you so much, Dr. Paul DeNuca.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a break and believe Reading Police Chief Brian Barner is going to join us.
news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. American forces have boarded another oil tanker in the Caribbean Sea, that according to U.S. Southern Command. President Trump will be meeting today with top energy industry executives at the White House.
Since ousting Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro, President Trump has been talking about the U.S. taking control of that country's oil production. The White House insists that American oil companies want to rush in.
They are absolutely eager to invest. They're eager about these opportunities.
It remains to be seen, however, if U.S. executives are ready to commit to the tens of billions of dollars over the next decade that it likely would require to modernize Venezuela's facilities. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump administration's enforcement of federal immigration law and the tragic shootings that have occurred are fueling protests in a number of blue cities.
Hundreds of people protested outside an ICE building in Portland, Oregon, Thursday night after federal immigration agents wounded two people in a vehicle outside a city hospital. The Department of Homeland Security says the vehicle's passenger was, quote, a Venezuelan illegal alien affiliated with the transnational Tren de Aragua prostitution ring, end quote. And they say that when agents identified themselves to those in the vehicle, the driver tried to run them over. Mayor Wilson says he doesn't believe that account. I'm Donna Warder.
And Vice President Vance says the woman who was fatally shot by an ICE agent in Minneapolis was a victim of left-wing ideology.
You've got to be a little brainwashed to get to that point to where you're willing, not just to protest, that's fine, not peacefully protest, but throw your vehicle in front of legitimate law enforcement officers and drive your car into them.
The Labor Department says America's employers created 50,000 jobs last month, the unemployment rate down to 4.4%. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 74 points. Townhall.com.
It's a new year. Ready for a fresh start or career reboot? At My Computer Career, prep for a more recession-resistant future in the high-demand fields of IT, cybersecurity, in months, not years, including AI. Whether you're starting out or switching careers, no prior training is needed. Attend school online from home or on campus. Go to mycomputercareer.edu to take the free career evaluation today. mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Ukraine claims proof that Russia's latest barrage included an Oreshnik ballistic missile.
Ukraine's security service says it has recovered debris from what it identifies as a Russian Oreshnik intermediate-range ballistic missile launched at the Lviv region overnight. In a video statement, Artem Detyarenko, SBU spokesman, says among the parts found so far are the stabilization and guidance unit, and these are actually city missiles, parts of the engine installation, fragments of the orientation mechanism, the nozzle from the development unit's platform, etc. Detyarenko adds the corresponding fragments have the status of evidence and are being prepared for transfer to in-depth examination. Investigators say the missile was fired from Russia's Kapustin Yar testing range and targeted civilian infrastructure at Ukrainian territory near the EU's border. I'm Charles Deledesma.
News and analysis, townhall.com. It's a new bag of tools for those using Gmail.
More artificial intelligence is being implanted into Gmail as Google tries to turn the world's most used email service into a personal assistant, one that can improve writing, summarize far-flung information buried in inboxes, and deliver daily to-do lists. Gmail's new AI options will only be available in English within the U.S. for now, but the company is promising to introduce them in other countries and other languages as the year unfolds. Bob Agner reporting.
Denmark and Greenland's envoys to Washington have begun a vigorous effort to urge American lawmakers as well as key Trump administration officials to step back from President Trump's call for a takeover of the strategic Arctic island. Denmark's ambassador and Greenland's chief representative to Washington have met with White House National Security Council officials discussing a renewed drive by the president to acquire Greenland. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM. And 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at KCNR1460.com and our archives. In case you just missed half the show or you got part of it or you just go to archives and see who our guests have been, we try to keep a pretty complete list of which show and who the guests are. You can go in the archives and listen to it. Today, the 9th of January, Friday, thank goodness. 8:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Gas. No, it's not. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is at the helm.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. And do we have a phone call?
Susan is on the line.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Before we go anywhere, this is Susan Eastman from Stiefel Investments. That's spelled S-T-I-F-E-L. She is the first vice president of investments at Stiefel, and we love Susan calling in to tell us, hey, Susan, what's happening on Wall Street? I was going to say in the market and Wall Street.
It's okay. Good morning, everyone. Well, all three major indices remain on pace to close higher this first week, full week of trading in 2026. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 142 points at 49,407. The S&P 500 is positive 32 points at 6,953, and the NASDAQ composite gaining 97 points at 23,577. Active stocks this morning, Open Door Technologies up $1.26, trading at $7.69. Intel up $2.56, trading at $43.67. NVIDIA down 40 cents at $184.61, and Applied Digital Corp at $4.09 at $36.13 per share. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 4.17%. Commodities are higher. Gold is up $43 an ounce at $4,514. Silver up $3.89 at $80 an ounce, which is a new high. Crude oil is priced at $59 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments, Stiefel Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and NYSE, for KCNR.
All right, today.
Wow. Susan, remember when gold was like $400 an ounce?
That's a long time ago, yeah.
Was it, but it was like what, 15 years ago, 16 years ago?
It just stayed flat and flat and flat. Now we just don't know why it keeps going higher and higher.
Well, somebody told me back
then. Stocks are higher too.
Yeah. Well, somebody told me back then. Like they said, mortgage your house and buy all the gold you can. And I, of course, ignored them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd be calling. Well, you could be calling into the Bahamas right now.
Well, this is Susan Eastman. Thank you. Always calling.
Thank you.
Our
thank
market.
You.
Yes, our market update. Again, Susan Eastman from Stiefel Investments. You hear that she's located on Park Marina Drive. You'll hear her commercials as well. She's on the second floor there. Give her a call at 530-244-7199. Okay, let's go to the weather. Today, if you're looking outside, you're just stepping outside, beautiful day with our high temperatures today be about 56 degrees with our overnight lows and then areas of frost with overnight lows of 35. Tomorrow, Saturday, calls for 55. Then partly sunny with areas of frost in the morning as well. 39 tomorrow night. Sunday calls for 59, clear skies, maybe some scattered clouds, but no biggie. Sunday night, overnight lows of 39. And as the forecast calls for Monday and Tuesday, we go to 64 and 68. So we've got clear skies. Perfect time to be outside with your animals. Do whatever you got to do in order to be outside and fix that disposition. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts. In Anderson, a locally owned, again, three generations, the Kinney family. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 365-37 1-800-273-8693. Now, today is Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, and it was a perfect time to have our chief of police on.
Yeah, thank you for having
me.
Good morning. It's good to be here. Always good to see.
And it's good to see you.
Carl and Linda.
Yeah, good to have you be here.
And Linda's wearing her horse shirt today, representing.
Yes, absolutely.
Very nice.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, we love our horses.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
Well, you know, people know you as police chief, but there's a lot more. You're much more than that. But one of the things that you truly, truly enjoy is outdoors and the horse, you know, the equestrian type life, you know, that you've also built.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, which is weird because I didn't grow up with horses and definitely in the outdoors. You know, my dad was a hunter and fishing. And so, you know, that was definitely part of me. And then, I got into horses mainly because I got tired of hiking. I had llamas for a little bit that I packed with.
Wow.
And then I had pack goats, and then they couldn't carry enough. And I said, why do I keep walking? I need something to carry me, not my stuff. And so that's where we transitioned. And I got my first horse, and soon my wife stole that horse from me, so I had to go buy another horse. And then it kind of went from there. Had mules packing for a while.
Oh, I was wondering if you had mules.
Backcountry horsemen.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Did the resupplies up for... Yeah,
so you
Linda
rode,
just...
You rode
that's a plug for the fundraiser dinner.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that at first break. But so you were with the... Did you ride with the backcountry horse?
Yeah. I did that for several years. And then, you know, just my boys got older, and we got into sports and travel baseball.
Sure.
And I coached and Little League and all that sort of stuff. You know, life kind of changed. So, but looking forward to getting back into that as the next chapter as I move forward, because I truly love it. As you know, I love Wyoming. My son went to college in Montana, just graduated. My senior is going to Montana. So we love the mountains and love the horses and all that outdoor lifestyle.
Well, Montana is getting to be, unfortunately, it's not like Montana and Wyoming of your childhood.
Yes, Bos Angeles is what they call Bozeman.
Yeah,
now.
Bozeman.
Well,
you know, Bozeman, Montana, which is it's a nice spot. But if you're wondering, my friends, look it up on Zillow and look what the houses cost there in Bozeman, Montana. If you can find one for under $1 million, it might be a good idea to buy it, even if you have to, you know, redo the whole house.
Yep.
Because it's crazy, and they're saying both coasts, East Coast, West Coast.
But I'll tell you, and my wife, born and raised here, she's a Palo Cedro girl.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even with, you know, going to Montana, Wyoming.
Yeah.
We have a Redding you can't beat. I love bass fishing.
Gosh.
We have all the lakes around here. You can ride horses 20 minutes from your front door. We have, it's truly special here when you do travel. And I tell you, it's pretty chilly back there in some of those spots right now. And we have the sun out right now, and it's, my windshield wasn't frozen, no snow, so it's a good spot here.
Well, that's the one thing we say, because frankly, we could get up and move if we wanted to, but we don't want to. We've been here now, Linda's been here for 20 years
now.
And I've been here for 18. So it's
going on 21, because I moved here officially in 2005.
Yeah. Ooh. And I don't know if it's the atmosphere, if it's the people.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it is the people that you make friends with. And we have different groups of friends, but they're all super friends. And this is a great area. And you know, you can't totally isolate that we live in California, of course, and how things change. But, it's going to take much more to uproot us from here.
Absolutely.
Even though we have very close friends. They're in the process of doing that now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're here with Chief Brian Barner. We're going to take a quick break. And as long as we were talking about it, the annual fundraiser for the Backcountry Horsemen of California Shasta Trinity Unit is going to be occurring on January the 17th at Wind River Casino up in the Eagle Room. And it's going to include a dinner. It has cowboy poetry. And Chief Barner knows what I'm talking about that. We start talking cowboy poetry. Auctions, tax swap, a lot more silent auctions. it's going to be a number of people talking about what the backcountry horseman does, keeping trails open, planting fish, and all of that. You can go to their Facebook page, Backcountry Horseman California Shasta Trinity Unit, or give Patty a phone call at 530-227-2239, or send an email to lshuman62@gmail.com. And if you have any questions, then you can actually even go to the website, Backcountry Horseman California Shasta Trinity Unit, and find out more information. It's $50, but you get everything for that. Again, it's going to be on January 17th in the Eagle Room at the Wind River Casino, which is the upstairs above the event center. We'll be right back with Chief Brian Barner.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. And the pace? Whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Dina's Cabinets, the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Did you do the weather? You did the weather.
Yes, I did.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Jeff Wurst, the Windshield Whisperer. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, he'll fix it. Brings it into a climate-controlled area, puts that special magic glue that he's devised on it, and then I had a
formula.
It's a formula, and it's I had an 8-inch crack on my old Red Rover for like 18 years, and you could never even see it. That's the kind of work you see from Jeff Wurst. Not sure? How about a free inspection and analysis? Bring your vehicle in to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-837. Appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business, my friends. Stay local. Our guest today is Reading Police Chief Brian Barner. Glad you're here, Chief.
Glad to be here.
As Chief?
Yes, as Chief.
Okay, let's, you know what?
Thank you, Chief.
Let's hop into this. Between Christmas and New Year's,
you felt like it was in the dark of night.
Yeah. Between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, Christmas was good.
Yeah.
New Year's, not so much.
And you were notified that there was an investigation, and they asked you to hand in your badge and firearm.
Yeah, I was removed as the chief of the Reading Police Department, pending an investigation regarding some complaints that came in, and I believe that you know those have come out public.
Yeah, they have
the four allegations. Yeah, so yeah. yeah, so I've been
none of which
were you aware
none
at
of
that
which
moment?
Were true.
Like were those complaints, however trivial they are, because what we read or what we've heard is that you know hey yeah anyway. Were those complaints, were you aware of that, or was that just like, what are you talking about? There was not even, go ahead.
I was not aware of those four allegations. I was advised that they had just received those. So I'll start off with, you know, this is a personnel investigation, which, you know, the city obviously cannot talk about a personnel investigation.
Right.
And, but I am the police chief, and, you know, when they did this, I did tell them, I said, you know, have you looked into these allegations? Because this is going to be a big deal in this community. I've been here for 29 years. I've grown up here. And the police chief is a figure of trust in this community. And I did tell them that this is not the proper way to do this. This does not meet the criteria of when you take somebody's badge and gun, especially a police chief, and suspend their peace officer powers. As you know, that they did not take the advice, and they said the decision was final, and I was walked out.
Oh.
So, you know, it was a tough week, but I will say that this community has been amazing. My phone, text messages, you know, people stopping by our house that are friends, and you know, just being here and growing up, and people know who I am. They know my honor and integrity. They know that I bleed RPD blue. I was an explorer here, a cadet here, and have been a police officer for 29 years and gone up through the ranks. And so the community outpouring was great. I did believe that council was the one that made this decision. I figured that there was a special meeting that was called. There was some kind of input by them. I did have a council member call me, and they said that they had just found out after this had happened. So that kind of started the ball rolling with council.
It appears that nobody in the city council knew about this before the decision was made, that they were told they had nothing to do with it. This, according to whatever rules they've come up with, was between the city council and the acting city manager. And so the decisions being made when it was made, then the city council, the mayor and the vice mayor, you would have thought, and this is just me, you're making a decision of this ramification, and this is huge, that you want to tell the mayor and get some kind of input. but they didn't do that.
Yeah, correct.
If I understand this correctly.
That's correct. And I'll get back to the personnel matter. Yeah. So because it is my matter, I can speak about that.
Yeah.
And because of my position as the police chief and the community, you know, I love the city. I love our department. I don't like what's going on and the negativity that's out there. But I also believe that as a police chief, I need to be transparent, and the community needs to know, and they need to hear from me. Of course, you know, if you read comments and go on social media, I mean, people thought the worst. Other directors in the city, you know, police chiefs, sheriffs, they thought, oh, what did Chief Barner do?
Must have done something horrible. Is because of what happened with, and it wasn't a, it was a very vocal minority that must have lived on
and
the computers.
And it was sudden. It was New Year's. Like, what?
And then then it wasn't just you. Then it went to your whole command.
Correct.
Like that. And it was incredibly, nasty. And, over this, an accusation, and that was it.
Yeah, and it does send shockwaves. I mean, it affects me and my family, obviously, unrepairable. This is a Google search that will, you know,
always
headlines forever.
Yeah,
for me, but you know, for staff, I mean, Captain Cole was called up and said, "Hey, we just walked the chief out. Go run the department." Like, how do you? How that's, you know, that's challenging. But I will, my hat's off to my command staff, my leadership team, the men and women of the Reading Police Department. Like, through all of this, they didn't miss a beat. We continued to handle calls for service, major incidents. They went to work and were professional. So my hat's off to them through
all
of
this. Well, it's like the military.
Absolutely.
And you know this, you know, you lose a commander, whether it's a squad leader or a battalion commander. They step up.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and complete the mission until we can, you know, get things settled out here.
Yeah, and the other, you know, it's very humbling that Chief Modi, Chief Hansen, Chief Paletti, Chief Moore, Chief Schuler all reached out to me and all went to bat on all of these allegations to City Hall and said, these are past practice. This is what the Reading Police Department, all the allegations are what the Reading Police Department has done all the way back to the Chief Modi days. But to have every living chief for the Reading Police Department come forward, for me, that was humbling. And, it just shows the pride of the Reading Police Department.
Well, it's humbling, but Brian, you've earned that. You know, not one of those, because they're all honorable men, would have done that if they thought you were not worth the effort. And so that's what you've earned over the years.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Well, it's true that, and they have something like this because it does impact our community. Our community was shaken up by this.
Yes.
I mean, oh my God. And you're right. When people, Google Brian Barner, what's the first thing that's going to come up? They spent 30 plus years as a policeman. He's done all these great things, blah, blah, blah. Or is it going to be relieved of duty?
Yep.
On the decision of two people.
Correct.
City attorney and the acting, not even the one in line, but the acting, city manager. We're going to take a quick break here and we'll come back. And I want to ask, because Brian's told me something, I'm going to ask him if he wants to talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop of choice. Been like that for 18 years since I moved here. Found them, and I'm not leaving. They've been in the same location since 1967, right off Athens Avenue, across parking lot from the old Lucky Millers or Subways. It's not a hair salon, it's a barbershop, and it is a great barbershop. Never had a bad haircut there. I switch back and forth between Tim and Logan, getting my haircut. And and you can make an appointment so it works on your schedule. And you've got two ways to do that. One, call them at 530-244-9478, or you can use Booksy and get in there and look out for months in advance, find the time that works for you, put your name in there, and that day they text you and send you an email that says, "Don't forget your haircut." which is good for me because I usually do. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with Chief Brian Barnum.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac...
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free, now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. All while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Shopping Center, in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from the Roundtable Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the Friendly Oil Change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComplaw.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. 8:33 in the morning here on the 9th of January, 2026. Did you really write your first check and make it 2025, my love?
Yes, I did. But I also, because it is January 9th, you keep bringing that up, it is my good friend, my sister in song. I joined the Gold Diggers, and I performed with her for years and years. We had our own nightclub act. She is amazing. She's in Palm Springs, still performing. Her name is Peggy Goldstucker, and so I just want to wish her a happy birthday.
That's right. It's Peggy's birthday today. Okay. We're here with Reading Police Chief Brian Barnum. We've been talking about this alleged incident that happened between Christmas and New Year's that got probably everybody in Reading, but you know everybody went, huh? That kind of thing. It was settled quickly, but these investigations, an investigation could draw out for months.
Correct.
And but it didn't.
No.
And it was because it was such a BS charge or allegations or.
Well, I credit City Council. This obviously, you know, the public knows this wasn't their decision, and you know, I see that there's people that are lashing out at Council.
Yeah.
They have been very supportive, and through this process, and have, you know, immediately reached out and started asking questions, and did their job as council members, I believe. And, you know, I think that they had definitely had a part in me being back today.
Well, I would think so. You know, one of the things we rail about here on the show and other places is that you've got your elected, you know, people you elect to represent you. And then you have this nameless, faceless bureaucracy that is nobody knows what they look like or even their names that make these decisions. Who are these people? And, I mean, something of this magnitude, you would have thought, at least, you know, dialing in the mayor. And this is my opinion, but I think that was probably like, you know, the vast majority of the Reading citizens felt the same way.
Yeah, and how the city does work is that the council appoints the city manager and the city attorney. The police chief is appointed by the city manager.
Right.
I work directly for the city manager. So that is right. Kind of the chain of command, as well as the other directors, the RU director, Public Works, fire chief, we all report directly to the city manager.
What were these? I've read through every one of them, and one was about a trailer, and that you have a police trailer, I guess.
We do, and again, because this is, I think that in transparency, I feel comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, again, I said that our policies and procedures and past practice will clear this. I will say that that officer did contact his sergeant. He said he was going down to his duck blind down in Chico, and he said that we service our BMWs in Chico at Aussie's. We have that's the only dealership that can do service.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked sergeant. He said, "I'm going down on my time off, and I'll take the trailer. After I get done duck hunting, I'll swing by Aussie's and bring back the two motorcycles." And so the sergeant approved that. I was not in that chain, but I would have approved that. That is something that, you know, saves the city money. Is there some liability with towing a trailer with a personal vehicle? Absolutely. But I remember back to when I went to motor school and I took a Harley in the back of my truck, and I had a second one, my dress bike. We had a trainer and a dress.
Yeah.
And the dress bike was on the trailer on the back. And, you know, various different times that we've done things like that. But that is something that, again, past practice and other chiefs backed as far as,
sure.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. There's no policies that were broken.
Okay.
And, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it saved the city money. They went down their own vehicle, their own gas, their own time.
Yeah. And they offered to do it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, hey, if you're heading down there, pick this up.
Yes.
No.
So again, I think that was an allegation that was easily explainable.
Okay.
But that's not a decision that comes to the level of the chief. Same thing with time and, you know, and flexing and schedules. You know, the police department isn't a 7 to 5, 8 to 5, we're 24/7, and our officers are always working different shifts. They're on call all the time. Our detective division on call, our neighborhood police unit, our motors, if we have a fatality traffic collision in the middle of the night, they're not paid on call for answering their phone. They have no obligation to answer their phone on their off-duty time.
Wow.
But they do, and they always come out. We have, you know, major cases. Our detective division is called out regularly and on major cases to come out and assist patrol. And they don't, part of that is to have that flexibility of their schedule. And so again, that is that I don't sign off 170 time cards. It's just not feasible. I sign off my executive assistant, and I sign off the three captains. And from there, it goes down, and you have to trust your supervisors.
Yeah.
And that's been the policies, the practices that we've had at the Reading Police Department for as long as I've been here.
What was another one? I'm trying to find the exact wording of it.
But yeah, there was some on gifts for staff. Yeah, and
gifts for staff.
And again, that's talking to other chiefs at other organizations. I think that that's something that as a police chief I should be doing. And so I'll be working that out. I'm already working on a couple of organizations that have come forward about potentially doing some kind of a nonprofit chiefs fund for me to do that. But we do have a line item in our budget for recognition and awards. We do our meritorious conduct every year. We give Officer of the Year and different things like that. So the onesies that are on there, that's for when I became chief. I felt when I had my first child, we had a sergeant, John Hawkins. He's no longer with us. He passed, but he bought my wife and I a onesie with a police car on it for my son, who's now. He'll be 22 next month.
So,
but I remember that.
A baby onesie is what you're talking about.
Correct. So we buy from the police department with police department funds.
Yeah.
We buy every officer, every staff member, if they have a baby, it's a onesie with a police car on it.
Well, those things are worth thousands of dollars, I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, it costs thousands of dollars. You know, okay.
But again, we can work around that. I've talked to Sheriff Johnson and the Chico Chief, and it's explainable.
Well, I tell you what, when it happens again, KCNR will buy the onesie for you. Just let me know.
I think we'll be able to put it behind us. And again, that is, and I appreciate you calling and luring me in here on the law enforcement appreciation day.
And that's it. I mean, we're going to, we've pretty much addressed all of these. I mean, there's things about raffle prize donations or something. But
well, Linda has she has her own personal. She knows about those. So chicks and chaps.
Is that what
they were talking about?
Well, I mean,
the chief did was he offered a day of fishing, bass fishing.
As a fundraiser
for
chicks and chaps. Now let's talk about what Chicks and Chaps is. It's a 501c, and it is during the rodeo. This year will be May 2nd, but this is for breast cancer awareness. It's all pink. It's all ladies. It's, well, men too. And so we had Backcountry Horsemen give a day ride. We had Heather Hadwick do a day, come and donate. These are donations. Come and spend a day with Heather Hadwick down at the Capitol. Have lunch. That was auctioned off. Brian Bart, you also did that, I think, with One Safe Place. And it was fabulous. And so somebody purchased a day, and the money goes towards helping breast cancer in Reading, in the North State. Doesn't go to brick and mortar, goes to individuals. So that was a very successful event, and thank you for the auction items. And Brian Barner was one of those people.
We auctioned Brian off,
and we had we do a night with the K-9 team. We do a night with the SWAT team. Again, we have been, and that was what was beneficial of having all
it's
the chiefs come
thing.
Forward and say. This is what we should be doing for the community. And I think that's why you see the so much support for the community, because they feel like the Citizen Academy. So many of the people that went through the Citizen Academy have said, I feel like I know the officers now. Like they're really part of the community. And by doing these, like having people do a night with the canine, and going out and seeing our dogs, and then when, somebody alleges our dogs were, vicious, and they go, well, I went and did a night with the canines. The dog came up and was licking me, and the friendliest dog you'd ever see. And then, so it does. It helps with people to really understand what we have, not only for canine, but also like the tools that the SWAT team uses. And that's good for our community to know and being transparent.
This whole thing is part of the outreach to bring, to put a face on our officers. Which people sometimes, some small groups of people have a tendency to block them all in, and they're not really people. They're not humans. They're law enforcement. And reach out to our community is so important, which the other chiefs before you have done and the chiefs after you will
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
And now, the whole thing is still so surprising to me.
And again, Carl, I want to get, I want to put this behind us.
Yeah,
this is not about me. This is about the Reading Police Department right. and the great men and women that we have working
Absolutely.
Here. And the community needs to know that, because there's questions, right? There's questions of
sure.
who's leading the Reading Police Department. And I think Jonathan Anderson said it best when he spoke at council last Tuesday about trust, and that the police chief is the epitome in the community of trust. And the community has to trust the police chief.
It does.
And so, that's where this is different. This is where it's a personnel matter that the community needs to know this is what it's about. If you go online and read the allegations that are out there, people think that the worst of the worst happened, and that's not the case.
Well,
we have great people here and a great department. And we need to move forward as a community.
We absolutely do. And this is the last time we'll talk about it. But we needed to have the chief himself tell us about what happened, what the allegations were. And the fact is that the city council needs to make sure something like this can't happen again without them being involved. And I'm not talking just police. It could be any directorship or anything. To be accused and then relieved and publicly the way it was done is just a bunch of BS. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about news, weaponization of vehicles and use of deadly force, which seems to be taking over all the news right now with our Reading Police Chief, Brian Barner.
Hey, you don't
The return of Slap War, brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, Western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Rare Pink, Happy Ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Well, good morning. I love it. Yeah. Okay. Now, wait a minute. We know that this is a wonderful fame, and what it's what is it from?
SWAT.
There we go.
The SWAT
thing. You know, I mean, come on, talk about. Hey. When you think about. I'm sorry. Can I just take a second? Composers that come up with, because they may have nothing to do with their compose. They've been hired to compose. Like your intro, you know, what the song's about. And I knew a guy that did this, Barnaby Jones. He did like the, you know, and you just gotta, I mean, that conjures up the hit series. Anyway, yeah. Perfect, Alex.
How would you like to have been the one that wrote the score for, Law and Order SVU. I mean, it's been going on for 24 years. They still get paid for
that.
Oh,
yes.
Anyway, hey, our guest is Reading Police Chief Brian Barner. It's been a great 45, 46 minutes. You know, Brian, what happened in Minnesota?
Yeah.
The shooting, the death of that woman, how unfortunate it is. And then two others in Portland, it just happened, that were shot.
Yeah.
Because of the weaponization, and it's called weaponization of a vehicle. And I'm not making any type of decision on Minnesota because, frankly, I don't have enough information. You know, the governor, is called a murderer.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you explain that, what the procedures are when you're trying to pull something over and then something like this happens?
Yeah, and I think what you see right now is politics, and
oh yeah, totally,
know, and people are taking sides and not letting the investigation go through. And you know, it's great to, and I say this about every one that we have, and we had one recently over in the Safeway parking lot, same circumstances with it was unarmed, but it was a vehicle, and the person tried to run over one of our officers and was shot. But, you know, being able to sit back and watch that video or videos or, you know, no matter what, Minnesota or wherever, you know, the benefit that we have is we know how that story ends. We get to sit on our recliner and know we did not die. We did not get run over. We did not get shot. We know how that story ends. The officer at that time does not have the benefit of that. And they are split second decisions. I've seen where people have said, well, the you know, in the Minnesota, the tires were turned. Well, do you think that an officer during something like that is checking to see if the tires are turned when a vehicle's bearing down on running them over?
You mean in that 1 second he has to make that decision when the vehicle's coming for him?
Less than that.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, my ask is just let the investigation go through. But, you know, the days of social media right now, and everybody wants it now.
And
everybody
late night talk show now. Hosts that fuel the fire.
Well, it's
hello.
I mean, depending on which channel you're looking at, you get two totally, totally different, commentary or opinions on what happened. But the fact that you do have people that run into police on purpose, or, you know, where they're trying to escape and law enforcement is trying to stop them, they get injured or killed every year. And this past year was, I think, the largest number of police that lost their lives in the line of duty than we've ever had.
Correct. And for the community, if an officer is giving you orders and you disagree, go by the orders that you're given. And the people that, you know, bad things happen when people fight with the police, when they try to flee from the police. And so if you go with those orders, there's a process. All of our officers have body cameras on. If you think that you are wronged, that's not the time and place to do that. Wait. Come and file complaints. Call the supervisor. But, you know, all of these you see are they're a result of people's initial
actions
that they do.
And you know what? Grit your teeth. Mutter under your breath. Give them your driver's license. Give them the proof of insurance and registration. And then if there's for some reason and they say, we want you to exit the car, you're right. Okay, I'm getting out.
Yep.
And then later on, you can go to court, like you said. I mean, then you can sue them. File complaints. And if you're right, then that's, you know, you will be vindicated. But as soon as you, when they have an officer tell you three times, turn off your engine, get out of the car. And again, everything I've read on both sides said that she had been following the ICE officers and putting her SUV in front of them and trying to block all day.
Yeah.
And, so when they said, okay, get out of the car, and then there's all this thing happened, this tragedy happened.
Yeah,
because
it is.
It's tragic for the officer.
But also, I mean, my heart goes out to the lady that lost her life and their family and what they're going through.
Sure.
And you know, it's and for what? That's the bottom line on that. Yeah. And it's sad. But it's politically charged. And you know, we saw it during George Floyd. Mm-hmm. And people are politically charged, and there's motives political that people paid to be protesters. Like, I have no doubt of that. We had that during George Floyd. We were told that buses were coming to Reading with people that have been paid to protest.
We heard that.
We were lucky. Yeah. They never showed. I think they knew that Reading would
have. They were stopped by the roadblocks.
That's right. Yeah. They kept going.
Cottonwood Militia was out there. No. But the whole, when you have leaders in our country saying things like Gestapo, Nazis, you know, things like this. And it does. It rises. The ire just gets so high.
Yeah.
On both sides. Then people start making bad decisions.
Yep.
And, if you go back down to it, you know, you don't like what ICE is doing, then fine. Next election, make sure you've got your candidates in there that will stop ICE from doing that, from enforcing the law, which, you know, ICE doesn't want to be in the middle of this either.
But this is the divide of, and I'll get off my soapbox, but this is the divide of our country that goes all the way down to, you know, look at my last week. This is a few people that are divided even within our agency.
Yeah.
And so we need to stop, take care of each other. Respect that we have different opinions, and you know, it's everybody just wants to go right to the fight.
Yeah,
and let's sit down and talk and work things out.
Okay, gosh, thanks so much for coming in.
Yes.
It's Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, and you know, everybody, take a deep breath and step back a little bit and think. Without our law enforcement, and we have a great department here in Reading, where would we be? You know. And it's not easy. Your job's not easy.
Yeah, and a good way to end that, you always hear me say that our community supports our police, our department. That is, you know, when I sit in interviews and people come and work, they want to work for the Reading Police Department because our community supports them. The support just this last week, going to lunch, going to coffee, going to meetings, has been crazy. The support that I've received from the community.
I love this community. I love working here. So does everybody in the police department loves working here. So, again, you know, Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, not only to my staff, but also to all of our allied agencies that we work with. And, yeah, it's a good day. Sunny, not raining. Friday. A lot of good things, right? A lot of
yeah,
good things
you know,
to look
the
at.
Trails are drying up. Get out there. And I'm going to get you out there on the tribe ride.
Hey, Brian, I just want to say blessings to you and your family, and thank you for your leadership. Because what you're doing coming on the show today and how you've just handled this with grace, with dignity, and with leadership. And I know I'm not alone in saying that. Kudos to you.
Thank you, Linda.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for being with us. Hey, on Monday, we got the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and this next week's going to be full of new information and starting off this new year, and including why are we spending so much money on gas? Well, we got an expert that's going to come in and tell you what happens when all the oil refineries leave California. Have a great weekend. Be careful out there, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.